I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Network News.
Crap from the past on WRUR.
Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is 88.5 WRUR FM Rochester. The name of this show is Crap from the Past, and I'm here with Siren.
Yes, how you doing, Ron?
I'm doing pretty well.
88.5 WRUR FM now presents a man who not only still owns all the Tapao albums, but actually wants to interview them still because he thinks they're cutting edge and might come back. It's Boogie Monster Gerber!
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got so much crap coming up this week. Tapao?
Yeah.
Named after a Star Trek character.
We scared ourselves there, yes.
I like that. I got a lot of crap coming up this week. Most importantly, we're celebrating Tiffany's birthday. And I'll be playing some Tiffany stuff and bringing you up to date on where Miss Tiffany is nowadays.
Boy, that was a big intro and a big wuss out afterwards, the whole Tiffany thing.
Well, yeah, I got some other good stuff coming up, too.
Okay.
Including a couple of songs written but not recorded by Elvis Costello. And I got some heavy-duty rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I have an obscurity from the Paragons that I'm sure you're going to love.
It's going to bring out the duty in our soul, ladies and gentlemen.
Pretty much. This is Crap from the Past on WRUR.
Everybody.
was, not was, 1989 and Walk the Dinosaur. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber and Siren here.
Yeah, hello. That song holds up.
Yeah, I like it. If you got anything that you want to hear, request, send the like, 275-9787. Here are Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes from 1977.
Disco music is like a bad cold that won't go away. The best thing to do is ignore it.
You know I told you once tonight that you could always speak your mind. You work so hard to say what's right. I watch you do it all the time. And when I called you on, you could always speak your mind. You were so hard.
Monroe's from 1982, and what do all the people know? Now, of course,
absolutely nothing.
Hey, of course, that song has an interesting story behind it, and I'm gonna tell it for you now.
Please do.
You see, they were signed to Alpha Records back in 1982, and the song was racing up the charts because a lot of people liked it. And then disaster struck because Alpha Records went belly up.
Uh-oh.
The song was on its way up the charts, and Alpha Records said, no more, bye-bye.
That's the one time that financial ruin actually helped the music world.
Hey!
No, I'm just kidding.
And the Monroes were stranded, and the song fell off the charts, and that was the end.
Speaking of financial ruin, a truck just pulled up. You have a delivery of cheese, which they assumed needed for that last song.
Did somebody say cheese? I got plenty of cheese. More cheese than you know what to do with. If you have a delivery of cheese, call me up at 275-9787. Cheesy requests, complaints, whatever. We'll take any phone calls because we're pretty desperate at this point. This is Crap from the Past on WRUR-FM, Rochester.
Conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking. Turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascinated. nation, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on.
Conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Deep feeling, fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling, fascination, looking, learning. Fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Get to
the group Face to Face, 1984 and 1098. And I got a song guaranteed.
Face to Face.
It's true.
I'm just expressing a little bit of weirdness in my head because there's a punk group now called Face to Face.
I really doubt that it's the same people.
Yeah. Hardly. They have to have all sex change operations, I think.
Bizarre.
Indeed.
I have a song guaranteed to make us sound like one of those cheesy stations farther up the FM dial.
Oh. Do we have to prove that? We know we can do that stuff. Let's try it anyway.
Okay.
What the hell?
Guaranteed.
Yeah!
You got the smooth, easy, listening, light rock sounds of Crap from the Past.
Crap from the Past on 88.5.
Enjoy.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. She lay there sleeping. I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you'd like making love at midnight the cake, and I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean. But me and my old lady have fallen into the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food. Champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape at a bar called O'Malley's, where we'll plan our escape. She walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. And the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, you're the lady I've looked for. Come with me and escape.
Right down to the smallest detail.
On WRUR.
You too.
Yes, it's Freeze, the group. The hip-hop group, I guess if you can call it that.
Oh,
Freeze,
geez.
From 1983, and it's time for some heavy-duty rock and roll. From a bunch of guys that don't take themselves very seriously at all. It's Spinal Tap from the movie of the same name, Spinal Tap.
Big drums here, folks.
Big everything.
Yes, exactly.
It's heavy-duty rock and roll. I crap in the past. What are you going to play after Spinal Tap?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing
and
can beat it.
Since we really can't beat Spinal Tap,
oh, no.
We'll play, here, give this a listen. You know, this song has a story behind it, and you know I'm going to tell it.
Yes, please
but
do.
But first, listen to a couple of seconds of The Tide Is High by Blondie, a number one song from 1981. you get the idea. The tide is high from Blondie.
Uh-huh.
A huge hit for Blondie. But what you probably didn't realize is that it's a remake.
Remake, yep.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
we know you too well, Ron. You're becoming predictable. No, I'm kidding.
Predictable?
Just joking. No.
Nobody's more predictable than me.
No.
Blondie actually remade an old Jamaican, I guess it's sort of a classic. It came out in 1968 for a group named the Paragons.
Like a reggae-ish kind of dance hall classic kind of deal?
No, this is true Jamaican. This never really escaped out of Jamaica, the whole reggae scene.
Real rootsy kind of stuff.
Real rock steady stuff.
Okay.
I think you're going to like it. Here's the original version of The Tide is High from the Paragons, 1968, and you're only going to hear this right here on Crap from the Past.
Just like that. No,
the group Change.
Yeah.
An Italian studio creation from 1980 and one solid disco record.
If you got to create something in a studio, that's not a bad little benchmark to go by.
I like that. A lover's holiday here on Crap from the Past. Now, we've been having phone problems all evening, and it's my fault. Why? Because I forgot to plug in one essential wire.
It's made
us sound like we've hung up on every caller who's called in so far, and I don't think that's a good thing, so I think we have somebody on
hold
now.
Let's give it another shot.
Crap from the Past on WRUR.
Okay, I think we've had enough phone problems for today, and it's time
to
answer the telephone. All right, hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Run!
Yeah.
Your pals on the toast barn!
You guys, you're out in the toast barn again.
Somehow they always find it a way to make it the first phone call.
Hello, siren, how you been?
Not bad. What's going on?
They fixed your microphone, I see.
Yes, close enough. Well, I'm probably going to blow this one up, too, but...
What can we do for you guys?
You said it was Tiffany's birthday?
It's Tiffany's birthday coming up this week.
In honor of Tiffany's birthday, we're having lamp night out here in the toast barn. We brought all the lamps out. And we're lining them all up.
And you're going to break them? Yeah.
What, do you have her whole former light show that she used to use when she did the tour of the malls back then? Or what was the deal?
Wow.
It's a fine display of lamperage.
Lamperage?
Kind of like I'm kind of a lamprey eel myself. We're trying out our new heater, too. We almost had big fire.
Big fire, yeah, that's a good idea.
Do you have lamp shade ridge as well? Do you have to cover those bad boys? Or?
Just to have a fire extinguisher handy. We don't have one.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are hosed then. Nothing you can do. What? Can we play anything crappy
for you?
Play
some crap for us?
Oh, is that what you wanted to hear?
Do you have any?
I'm shocked.
I have any? I got busloads of crap.
Yes.
We'd like to hear something by the Tubes.
The Tubes?
Yes!
Okay.
You got Tubes?
I got Tubes coming. Yeah, I got Tubes.
You're all the wrong place. We'll stop it right there.
Yes. I had mine tied, but...
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, good luck breaking the lamps, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, fellas.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
See all you listeners all around the planet.
And thanks for tying the Tube so we didn't have to say it. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Like her, 'cause she's got class.
This is to say thanks to Boy George for being himself.
On WRUR.
Rocky Burnett from 1980 and Tired of Toeing the Line. Hi, Yale. I like that song, actually. I must confess, something you want to hear, 275-9787. And I got to remind you that coming up very shortly, we'll be celebrating Tiffany's birthday. Remember Tiffany? Well, you're gonna. Coming up really soon on Crap from the Past.
As I open the want. Sweet chocolate, chocolate malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle to the candy man. He mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The candy man.
The candy man.
The candy man can.
The candy man can.
The candy man can. Cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world.
Love and makes the world taste good. The candy man can.
The candy man can.
The candy man can. 'Cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Yes, the candy man can. 'Cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
The past.
It is the 70s, right down to the smallest detail.
On WRUR.
Hello, crap from the past.
Hey, crap from the past, how you doing?
Good, what's your name?
My name is Henry.
Henry, what can I do for you on this fine, crappy evening?
I tend to be very particular about ABBA, so if you could play me like either SOS or Waterloo.
SOS. I think I can do SOS for you. Hey, to all you ABBA fans out there, you got questionable taste in music, and thanks for listening to Crap from the Past.
Thanks to you. Keep the crap going.
Thanks, will do.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
You're gone.
Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Hi, Crap from the Past.
Hi, I was hoping you could make a request for me.
Okay, what do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear a song called You Ain't Worth the Salt in My Tears.
That would be Martin Briley. Oh, my God.
I'm glad you know who it is, because I couldn't figure it out.
Martin, nobody's ever asked me for Martin Briley before. I think Martin Briley was a guitarist in some band like Humble Pie or something. And he wasn't very good, and you had his one hit, and then he was gone.
All right, well, can you play it?
Oh, okay. What's your name?
My name's Lindsay.
Lindsay, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Martin Briley, and that was his only hit from the summer of 1983, and it's called The Salt in My Tears. My name is Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is Crap from the Past, and her name is Tiffany. Tiffany Renee Darwish turns 25 years old on October 2nd. Happy birthday, Tiffany. Tiffany, who hit it big in November of 1987, actually, so it's what, about 9 years since this song became popular. For some god-awful reason, it was popular. It hit number one on the charts, and it was very, very painful. And here it is. Happy birthday, Tiffany, from all of us here at Crap from the Past.
Watch how you play. I bring you
Crap from the Past on WRUR.
Listen to the radio, all this sounds the same, especially that Tiffany, made without a brain, making lots of money, almost out of school, all the local chaps really think she's cool. I saw it on a poster, the kid was in town. I grabbed my M16 and mowed the bitch down. I shot Tiffany, cause I wanted to. I shot Tiffany, it was long overdue. I shot Tiffany, cause I wanted to. I shot Tiffany, you should too. I saw her standing there, no talent on the stage. And when she couldn't hold a note, I became enraged. She came out for an encore and things fell into place. Finger on the trigger, crosshairs on her face. I couldn't take it anymore, I said she will be dead. I picked up my M16 and pumped her full of lead. I shot Tiffany, cause I wanted to. I shot Tiffany, it was long overdue. I shot Tiffany, cause I wanted to. I shot Tiffany, you should too.
From 1988, and I shot Tiffany. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is Tiffany's birthday coming up on October 2nd here on Crap from the Past. Tiffany turns 25, and for some reason, she was taken with remaking other people's songs. Now, I played I Saw Her Standing There, 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 There. No, that's a song I'm about to play. I got all confused there. I Think We're Alone Now was a hit in 1966 for Tommy James and the Shondells, and was Tiffany's first number one song from 1987. I Saw Him Standing There, 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 There was a remake of a Beatles tune. Tiffany, for shame. You know, the worst part of it is I was going to school at the time, and a guy who lived down the hall ran up to me one day and said, I can't believe it, the Beatles remade a Tiffany tune. It happened. I'm not making this up. And here it is. A giant-sized hit for Tiffany in 1988, and a remake of a Beatles song. Only on Crap from the Past.
I'm
I saw you standing there. And there you were. You were just standing there.
Yeah, I know. I'm not doing a darn thing. Just looking like a piece of ass. You know, I gotta tell you this. That music was too cheesy to be played at my bar mitzvah. And believe me, there was some cheesy-ass music at my bar mitzvah. But I wouldn't have something like that.
It's the tipster. The tipster turns 25 this week.
25? That's it?
Yeah, she must have been like 8 when she recorded this.
You know,
a master of the studio.
I think she shined my shoes before I came in here.
No,
she's looking for work, yeah.
I honestly don't know what she's doing now. She used to sing for people in malls. And I can't imagine that would have changed all too much.
I know. It sounds like mall music, too.
Yeah.
Except usually you don't want to see that stuff live. You want to...
Not good. Happy birthday, Tiffany. From us here at Crap from the Past.
That's about as much as you're going to get.
Yeah, I guess so. Crap from the Past, and it's 1983, and it's Eddie Grant. Oi!
We shouldn't be doing this so close to Yom Kippur, man. Jewish high holidays is probably blasphemy, but who cares?
Happy New Year.
That's what we're all about here on Crap from the Past.
It's the big voice.
Yes.
And me, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. What were we going to talk about? Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed some dinner just a little bit ago.
Yeah, Siren ran out to grab some chow.
Have to. After 4 hours on the air, man, I got to take a break.
He came in, he walked, strolled into the studio, and it's like suddenly
That's
the studio's
right.
immersed
That's
in an onion
right.
farm.
Is it bad enough? Are you starting to cry like you're cutting the stuff? Is it that live?
It's bad. If the music wasn't bad enough, these onions are getting to me.
Well, that's why I did it, because I thought about that as I was eating them. I'm like, it's heavy-duty rock and roll. It's got to stink a little bit. It's got to make a stink.
Yes, stink it do.
Yes.
Onions, bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, come on, stop it. Onions on the leg. Stop. No, listen, I can eat whatever I want after 4 hours.
What, was it on a burger?
No. Was
it like an onion sandwich?
Yeah, I actually think that the meat is murder today, unlike my usual philosophy, which is meat is dinner. But
meat is...
It's not happening today. Now, today was just a little egg salad, a little healthiest stuff, and a lot of onions to
What's
stink
that,
it up good.
That PETA organization, People Eating Tasty Animals?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
And wearing nice expensive furs.
Furs.
Tasty animals.
There is no easy way to get into what I was going to talk about.
Nope, so just do it.
Train wreck right here. I announced at the beginning of the show that I was going to play two songs written by Elvis Costello, but not recorded by Elvis Costello.
He has a lot of songs that he wrote for other people, and they never recorded. In fact, this new album is all that.
Really?
All this Useless Beauty, I believe, I'm almost positive, it's all songs he wrote for other people.
That would explain
that
a lot,
Yeah, Useless Beauty, stuff that never got recorded, and he decided to do it, and it's actually a really good
album.
Okay,
the song I was thinking of was The Other End of the Telescope, which was originally recorded by Till Tuesday, and appears on Elvis Costello's new album, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe it does.
That was not the song I had in mind from Till Tuesday, and that's not the one I'm going to play here. So what I'm going to do for you now is play one song written or co-written by Amy Mann and Jules Shear.
Oh boy!
And one
song. Two of the biggest wimps in alternative rock.
Hey,
I'm joking. Hey. It's nice, relaxing, mellow stuff.
You're gonna be banished from the show. Keep it up here.
Uh-oh.
And then I'm gonna play a rockin' tune written by Elvis and not recorded by him. So, with no further ado, the first single from Till Tuesday's last album. It's called "Believed You Were Lucky," and it only got as high as number 95.
So I guess I'll give it up. Yeah, I guess I will. What's the use in pushing when it's all uphill? I can't be appointed keeper of the flame without two to carry.
Cause life
from the past.
This is 1979 and Girls Talk.
Yes.
That song has such a good melody to it. And it ends kind of
fast. Wow, it just keels right off, doesn't it?
Yeah, a guy named Dan was calling, wanted to wish Tiffany a happy birthday. And he also wanted to hear something from Sylvester.
Oh, boy.
Thud Clap Disco song.
What a birthday.
Yeah, really. And rude as it is, I have to read a public service announcement, so I'm going to read it over this Sylvester dude.
Is that your way of filling a request? Yeah, I guess it is. Something like this.
I must have been thinking of something. I thought the song was mostly instrumental. I forgot that it had words. So I'll read it really fast. Jumping off a 10-foot high diving board into an empty pool is just like a 30-mile-an-hour crash without a safety belt. You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your safety belt, because sometimes you don't want to make a big splash. A message from the Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and Crap from the Past.
Crap from the Past? Why not?
I've got Siren, would you like to read one of these things?
I guess since you're handing it to me and sort of forcing it on me, yes. No, I'm just kidding.
Here, enjoy.
On election day, you don't have to argue about politics to have your opinion heard. Right or wrong, win or lose, when you pull that lever, whatever lever that happens to be, what you think counts, but only if you vote. So you got to vote for your candidate, vote for your country, but most of all, vote for yourself. I fully intend to.
Vote for yourself?
Please do.
It doesn't really say that, does it?
Yeah, use that little write-in kind of thing. A message sponsored by this station, the Ad Council, and specifically not Crap from the Past.
I'm voting
Ron?
For... Ron? Back to you, Jim.
All right.
I guess this is as good a time as any to plug what's coming up next week.
Yes, please do. Do you know what's coming up next week, first of all?
I do, actually.
Okay.
And for that, I hope you're sitting down, because it's going to hurt real bad. I guess that's the recurring theme of the show.
Yeah.
It always hurts real bad.
Yeah, make sure you are seated when you hear the promo for the next week's show.
Next week, I answer the burning question, whatever happened to Milli Vanilli? Yeah, I know.
Well, it's next week? We talked about that in the past week.
We talked
it's
about...
It's going to be next week, though.
I ran out of stuff to do, so I decided that I'm going to have to do it next week.
Oh,
whatever happened to Stan Willey and Millie... I'm sorry. I got their names wrong.
Stan Laurel and Arvo Hardy?
No. Stan Millie and Milli Vanilli.
Slappy and Barry White?
Slappy White.
Okay.
Had to work Slappy White back into there, didn't you?
While we're floating the obscurities around. All right.
Milli Vanilli tribute next week. I'm going to tell you what they've been up to and whose shoes they've been shining.
Yes. And what windows they've been jumping out of.
Yeah.
I think they're the dummies that inspired the PSA we just read.
Yeah, you could learn a lot from a dummy, but not from Rob and Fab.
No.
The two halves of Milli Vanilli. All that talent in one place, and I'll tell you what they've been doing next week on Crap from the Past. Hey, do you feel real? I feel real.
I feel about as cheesy, cheap, and fake now as possible. I hope you feel real, because I certainly don't.
I feel real.
Oh.
The cheese floweth over. 275-9787.
All right.
If you have your contribution of cheese for us here at Crap from the Past. Jane Wheedland from the Go-Go's. Two great tastes that taste great together, and they're singing together on Cool Places on Craft from the Past, sort of an anti... I forgot that's how it ended. Cool Places here on Craft from the Past, a request, which I just happened to have. Now, I want you to go up to your radio. Just do it. Don't ask questions. Just go up to your radio, take that volume knob, and turn it way up.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. You gotta not talk dirty, baby, if you wanna impress me. You can't be too flirty, mama. I know how to undress me. Let me be your fantasy, and maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me. We can have a good time. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. Think I better dance now.
Listen to all types of music, but we found ourselves particularly inspired by Culture Club
on WRUR.
You know.
Dating Scandal 1982 and
Goodbye to You.
That's just not the ballsy Patti Smyth I remembered from the 80s. Of course, back then, my definition of ballsy was a lot wimpier than it is now, that's for sure.
Well, yeah.
We've all learned, haven't we?
Yeah, speaking of wimpy, remember Billy Ocean?
Uh-oh.
Billy Lotion, as a friend of mine once said.
Billy Lotion. Which is probably what he is selling right around now. He's out of a job.
Yeah, he hasn't been singing. I don't know what he's been doing. And here's a big hit of his from 1988.
Could it be?
Get out of my dreams, get into my dart.
Get into my 1970s Valiant.
Oy vey.
That's right.
Hey,
you! What the hell is going on here?
Hey,
you!
Get in! Hey, I'm gonna run you over!
What?
Hey, what? Billy Lotion.
Yes, right.
1988.
Hopping my big stretch job.
Pretty. I think that was the last big hit for Mr. Billy Lotion.
And thank God for all of us.
Yeah, you guys survived another thrilling episode of Crap from the Past.
Thank you.
I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. He's Siren, and
thank
we only
you,
have 4 minutes left on the air. Next week, tune in to find out what happened to Milli Vanilli.
Oh, yeah.
Stan Milli and Willie Vanilli. Where have they been for the last 5 years? I'll tell ya.
Where have their willies been? We won't want to know.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is Crap from the Past on 88.5 WRUR-FM, Rochester. AP Network News is on at 8 o'clock. And after that, William Santiago kicks some booty. Keep it here. Don't go anywhere. Oh, hey, let's rejoice with this soulful
all
song
right.
by Mr. C.W. McCall.
Oh,
enjoy.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Got a Breaker 19. This here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 mile or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them Smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck just sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4 sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Crap from the past.
It is the 70s, right down to the smallest detail.
On WRUR.